Off the Ball, GAA.
David Clifford is obviously on a different planet. Like, I actually think it's ridiculous that me and him both won the same award. Like, it's ridiculous. he's on a different level.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Imro Award-winning sports program.
Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
You are welcome back. So it is Camogie All-Ireland Finals Day on Sunday at Croke Park. It is a triple header, as you'll know. So it begins at 1 p.m. where Armagh take on Laois in the Premier Junior Championship final. Then at 3 o'clock, it's Kerry versus Offaly in the intermediate final. And then the big one in the senior decider, it is once again Cork versus Galway at 5:15. Brian Malloy, who is president of the Camogie Association, is with us on the line. Evening, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
Not at all. Delighted to be with you.
So I think the hope and expectation from the Camogie Association standpoint this week is to break the attendance record for finals day. You've set it at around 40,000, I believe, your ambition.
Well, yeah, it's hard to put a specific number on it, to be brutally honest with you. We're trying to push as hard as possible on attendance this week. We're focused on getting every member of every Camogie club, first of all. So it starts at home. Every Camogie club, no matter whether their county's in it or not, should be attending the All-Ireland Finals. And we want all of those people who haven't got tickets to get on to Ticketmaster straight away. We're focusing on the six counties then. Obviously, the Camogie people from all those six counties are coming, but we want the Gaelic football people, we want the hurling people, we want the ladies football people. We want all sports people and everybody who is focused on and has been focused on female participation in sport and the importance of it to demonstrate that support by actually coming up on Sunday. And obviously then I have focused on the huge number of people who quite correctly expressed support for listening to the voice of the female athlete back in May. There was a lot of attention on Camogie during that period, and I want them to really light up their social media, not just turn up themselves, but also encourage all their supporters, their constituents, their followers, to also attend on Sunday. So we're hoping somewhere between 30 and 40,000 will turn up. Obviously, I'd love to get more than that. I see the LGFA numbers are about 48,000 or just over 48,000. Long term, you know, I've made the point before, Owen, I think as a society we have to have a long, hard look at ourselves. We have four All-Ireland finals across the, if you like, the two codes of small ball and big ball. And there's two of them that are sold out every year and there's two of them that aren't. And the difference is in small ball, big ball, the difference is gender. And we really have to have a look at that and see what needs to be done to help ensure, because the quality of the games are fantastic. There's no getting away from the effort put in by all participants at inter-county level, and the quality of the game of Camogie has come on hugely over the last number of years. We did a good number of years ago have issues with it. We did a lot of work on it and we have really improved the quality of the game over the last couple of years. The physicality, the pace, the speed, the skill, it's absolutely fantastic. It's breathtaking at times, and we really need just to encourage people to not just say they support Camogie, not just say they support Gaelic Games, not just say they support female participation in sport, actually demonstrate it by getting a ticket on Ticketmaster and coming across to Croke Park on Sunday. It'll be a brilliant day. Like, it's also really good value for money. When you think about it, there's three top quality games and it's €30 for an adult. So it's a tenner a game to come into Croke Park and watch top quality Camogie. There's loads of ancillary stuff going on as well. There's loads of music and DJ and MCs. There's a tailgate party in the Croke Park Hotel. Like, we're doing everything we can to make it a really exciting, entertaining day out for our family, for everybody who supports women in sport, for everybody who supports Gaelic Games. So I'm just very hopeful that people will respond and people will go out and buy tickets.
Do we have an early indication of what ticket sales might be, or like on a Wednesday of an All-Ireland final week in previous years, how does it compare to how it's looking today?
It's looking reasonably good. I don't have a firm ticket. I was actually on my day job. I was down in at the Daniel O'Connell Memorial today, so I haven't had a chance to talk to the office and see where we are with ticket sales. I think ticket sales have been going reasonably good, but as always, we'll be putting a big push on for the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of focus on group tickets and buses and that sort of stuff has been organised over the last week beforehand. And there's always a little bit of a last minute rush that happens. There's kind of a focus on each of the different finals as they come to. Come through on the, you know, the hurling one, then the football one, and ladies football last Sunday, and you'll have noted last week I put out a call to Camogie supporters that I'd ask them to go and support the ladies football final on Sunday as well, because we all need to support each other. So I don't have a number at the moment. I gather from taking soundings that they're going reasonably well, but time will tell, really, to be honest with you, Owen.
The highest final tally this century is 2007 Wexford versus Cork, where over 33,000 people were in attendance on that occasion. This year, as people be aware, the same counties aren't taking part in the intermediate competition, for example. So you have six different counties, six different potential fan bases. Like the bottom line here, Brian, is it's looking pretty good for a record-breaking attendance with regards to the numbers this century.
I hope so. I hope so. But it only will happen if people actually buy the tickets. I think the focus has to be on individual. If anybody who's listening, and I know you have a huge listenership, but anybody who's listening who's connected with a Camogie club or involved in a Camogie club or family members in a Camogie club and they haven't got a ticket, they really have to get one. Like, they have to look and say, well, why haven't I going? This is the capstone, the top level of our championship year in the inter-county scene. Anybody who's, like, I'm down in Kerry at the moment. Kerry footballers had a fantastic win in the All-Ireland final, played brilliantly well. All those who came supporting Kerry footballers, are you going to support the Kerry Camogie women? And if not, why not? How, it just doesn't compute for me as to why you would support the men in your county, but you wouldn't support the women in your county. You know, you have Galway and Armagh in two different competitions on Sunday, but both of them in action on Sunday. Both of them were in the All-Ireland football final last year. Galway are in hurling and football finals regularly. I'd like to think that a significant number of the Galway and Armagh football supporters will buy tickets and come up and watch the women from their county competing in an All-Ireland final. You know, Cork had a difficult end of season in the hurling side of things, but and Cork are very good at supporting. But the Cork women, the Camogie team, are on a three in a row here. So, like, there's a huge incentive for all those Cork hurling supporters, Cork football supporters, as well as the Cork Camogie supporters, to get onto the trains and get into the cars and get into the buses and get up to Croke Park. Leash Offaly, two counties with huge Gaelic game support in them. We need to see them actually not just have the support at home watching it, we need them to actually come up and watch the games in Croke Park. So I'm hopeful we can hit the numbers on, but you know, it is really a plea from me, a cry out from me to all of those people to say, look, you got to come. You got to come to the game. There's no point saying you support female participation in sport. There's no point saying you're supporting the Camogie women. You have to actually buy the ticket. You have to actually turn up on the day and actually support them on the day. And it's not a huge ask, because the value for money is there and the entertainment value is definitely there. It will be a brilliant day out.
There's loads of interesting things in that, Brian. Like the Kerry point is an interesting one. When you say there that if you're not coming up to support Kerry this weekend, but you showed up to the All-Ireland football final 2 weeks ago, if you're not coming up, why not? What do you think the answer to that question realistically is, Brian?
I think we have work to do as an association, to be honest. I think we have to promote our game and get out there into the non-traditional counties and make sure we're promoting our game well. I think sometimes that we can allow ourselves to fly under the radar. We certainly haven't done this year, but I think maybe in previous years. I think there's a lot more people talking to me about the fact that they just weren't paying attention to it. Like in some counties, the Camogie contingent is relatively small, so therefore the bigger focus will be on the other games, and that's then natural that they're not paying attention to what's happening to the other side of things. And if you're involved in football in any county, you're going to be very focused on football events and on football games and on football fixtures and everything that's connected with it. So you're not necessarily going to be focused on the other ones, and I suppose it's my job as president to come out and say, well, actually, I need you to focus on this. I need you to support the women from your county, whether it be Kerry, whether it be Leash, whether it be Offaly, Galway, Armagh or Cork, all of them, and all the Camogie supporters in every other county. I want a huge contingent from Dublin on.
Yeah.
Dublin can literally walk down or get public transport down to Croke Park. Dublin Camogie supporters should be going to the All-Ireland final. The fact that Dublin aren't in it is immaterial. I want to see Kilkenny supporters, Tipperary supporters, Waterford supporters, Clare supporters. They were all in quarterfinals and semi-final action. If they had won through, they'd be expecting the other counties to support them. So I want them to come and support the six counties that are actually in it in the All-Ireland final. And we need collectively, as a Camogie association, as members of the Camogie association, it's 124,000 members. If just our members turned up on, then we wouldn't be able to accommodate them in Croke Park. So there's loads of capacity within the Camogie world itself, as well as in the wider Gaelic Games mode. And then there's the female participation in sport. Women in sport need to be supported and need to be supported more visibly and need to be supported more by all parts of society. We've engaged with hockey, with cricket, with the athletics, the rugby, the soccer, as part of building a bit of momentum around women supporting women. And we all know that the women's games in all the codes, it's not just Gaelic games, tend to suffer from lower attendances. And that's a piece that we all need to have a look at and say, well, why? It's not the quality of the game. Like, you know yourself, you understand and know how high the quality of Camogie has become over the last number of years. The quality of the game is absolutely fantastic. So we need to get our message out there, and part of that is on us, and that's partly why I'm on your show this evening, and I've been on other shows over the last few days to make sure that we're communicating clearly to people that this is important. The whole 20 star 20 piece, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And I know, and people will nod along and say, he's dead right. Absolutely, people should support Camogie. People should go to the Camogie games. But it's not people in this kind of at one remove. The people who are listening to this show are the people I'm talking to. All of those people, it's not somebody else that needs to do it. It's you. You need to go on to Ticketmaster and buy a ticket. Everybody who believes in the importance of female participation in sport, who believes in women playing Gaelic games, who believes in the beauty of our national game, Camogie, they need to buy a ticket and actually turn up on Sunday and go to the game.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous, and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes! Oh,
Jesus!
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City!
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Brian, but certainly when you speak about May and the coverage that the Scorts controversy got back at that stage, is it fair to say that you feel that maybe there was some lip service paid towards Camogie and supporting the players in Camogie, which is now not being represented on All-Ireland Final Day?
I probably wouldn't go that far. I think there's an opportunity for all those people who were very vocal about the fact that the reason they were getting behind that campaign was because they believed fundamentally in the importance of listening to the female athlete's voice and supporting the female athlete. And I take that at face value, that that's why they did it, and that they support female participation in sport and they support the Camogie players. What I'm saying is that I want to see them translate that into two pieces. One, turn up themselves, but that's kind of the easy piece, Owen, to be honest with you. The more difficult piece, and I have seen quite a number of them doing it over the course of this week, to be fair, put out the same volume of tweets and messages and posts on your social media, but this time, rather than a message about Scorts, put out a message about attending Croke Park on Sunday. Put out a message telling your followers and your supporters and your constituents, a lot of them are politicians, the pundits that were there, who made these, the commentators, the influencers, put out a message to your supporters, to your followers, saying, look, it's important that you actually buy a ticket and go and demonstrate that support. The change that we introduced with the Special Congress created an environment now where individual players on Sunday, some will wear shorts, some will wear skorts. And you will see it with some teams that are predominantly one or the other. But there's a mix, because the players now have the individual right to choose on any individual day what they'll wear that day. And that's a fantastic level of choice to have been given. And I'm delighted. I made it very clear from the outset I favoured individual choice, but I had to follow the process. We did follow the process. We got the change brought through. We delivered. And I know the players were delighted that we did. And what we now need to do for those same players, because it's always about the players. Everything we do is about the players. My job as president is not to protect the association, it's to protect the game. We have no game if we have no players. So everything we do is for the players and for the development of the game. And I need people to turn up on the day to support those players and support the game, because it is our national game and it's hugely important that we support those players for all the work that they put in.
It's interesting because the support in May, I guess, went above and beyond support for sports people and sports women. This became a story that was far more than a sports story. This became a story that was far more than an Irish story. The Guardian were reporting on the Scorts story in the end. Is it not possible, Brian, for people to support the choice of what to wear on a game day without necessarily having to buy a ticket for All Ireland final day? Is their support not authentic enough?
I think, of course, it is. The New York Times were covering it as well. CNN were on to me at one point in time. So, like, it became a global story. It became a story outside, in some cases, not necessarily fully understood as to what actually had happened or was happening or would be happening. But I think there absolutely people can express a view and not buy a ticket. There's no issue with that. But I do think there's a requirement for people, particularly those who highlighted the importance of their contribution being related to their support for female participation in sport and the importance of supporting females in sport. Well, the importance of supporting females in sport goes beyond a TikTok video or an Instagram post or a Facebook post. The importance of supporting women in sport goes to actually physically standing on the side of Croke Park on Sunday and cheering those players on and enjoying the game and showing those women that they do matter and showing those women that it's important that we actually physically get out. And that goes back to the point about the fact that we say we support the men's game and we demonstrate it by filling Croke Park for them. We say we support the women's game, let's demonstrate it by getting into Croke Park on Sunday and showing them.
And hopefully it does break that 33,000 and 40,000 barrier. Let's hope that absolutely happens. I guess people can also show support for the game by coaching a local team, by participating themselves, especially if they're not from one of the six counties involved, especially if they're from a county that is far away from Dublin, or if they have other commitments to sort of funnel down this idea and, you know, distill people's interest in Camogie relating to whether or not they buy a ticket on Sunday. I just wonder if that's actually as binary as maybe this has sounded this week. Of course, fantastic if people are buying tickets, but there are other ways of supporting Camogie.
Yeah, but I think it's probably, to be fair, I think it's probably natural that the primary focus on in terms of demonstration of support in the week of the All-Ireland sure. final is around the All-Ireland final tickets and attendance. But absolutely, it's about getting involved in your local club. Club is everything. You're long enough in the tooth to know, and you're exposed enough to Gaelic games to know that club is everything. This is the inter-county All-Ireland final, but every one of those players is a club player as well. And they're so committed to it, and what we need and what we all benefit from across Camogie, but across ladies football and hurling and football, is individuals on the ground, volunteers who do the amount of work that they do day in, day out, for no financial reward, for just the reward of seeing boys and girls playing their games. And one of the things I've been pushing hard for and will continue to push hard for is the inclusion of Gaelic games onto our national school national curriculum. Every other component of Irish culture is taught in national school officially on the curriculum apart from sport. UNESCO have identified the unique cultural contribution that comes from the Irish sports as a part of Irish culture, and yet we don't teach them. I want to get to a model whereby when boys and girls finish national schools in every town and every village in the country, they all know how to hold a hurl, they all know how to strike a ball, they all know how to catch a football and kick a football, and they all know the history of Camogie and the history of ladies football and the history of football and hurling. And that's really important in terms of the societal benefit that comes from Gaelic games. There's lots of studies done on the financial impact that Gaelic games has had on our society, but I think there's a piece being missed here, which is the cultural impact of Gaelic games, and I think we need to get it onto the curriculum, and that's something that I will be pushing hard for, and I hope that will be delivered at some point in the very near future.
That's a really interesting point, Brian, because I think this pertains to hurling as well as Camogie, just with regards to, I don't want to use the phrase minority sport or anything, but compared to the LGFA and compared to men's Gaelic football as well, there are lower participation rates. And look, any county that tries to step up its level, it can be difficult because there aren't boys and girls holding a hurl from the age of four as there are in Kilkenny, Galway, Cork, etc., etc. So for that to actually be embedded in the curriculum would be transformative for Camogie and for hurling.
100%. And that's my view. And I've had conversations with Charlotte Burns, and I know he 100% backs my view on this. I was talking to Willie Murray, you know, Willie, the hurling development man in the GAA, 100% backs the proposal. The impact of it would take time, But for over a generation, it would be transformative in terms of the extent to which every boy and girl coming out of national school would know how to hurl and would know how to play football. It would be absolutely massive in terms of the benefit that it would bring all across the country. And there's also a little bit of a, if you don't mind me doing a mini segue over into the integration piece. Obviously, post-integration, we'll have a newly structured GAA organisation, which will equally and equitably reflect the female sports. But the Camogie Association will cease to exist. The Ladies Gaelic Football Association will cease to exist. And wouldn't it be a great way of providing ultimate protection to those codes by ensuring that actually in the national school structures, separate from the GAA, we ensure that every boy and every girl gets taught to play our game. So every girl gets shown how to play ladies football and every girl gets shown how to play camogie. So we know that our games are preserved and protected into the future. I think it's a no-brainer is the phrase that was used to me by somebody else when I outlined it to them.
It definitely makes sense. Not to frame the question in a negative kind of setting here, but what's the biggest barrier to integration at this point? I know you stated earlier in the week that 2027 is still very much on the schedule.
I'm not seeing a big barrier. The devil is in the detail with all of these things, and we've got to work out all of these, all the processes, all the structures that are going to apply. We're going to have changes to the structure from club level, county level, provincial level, national level. The staff structures all have to be worked on. Some of those things are complicated and have to be worked through bit by bit, and we need to make sure that people are involved. There's working groups happening with participants from all three associations, and a huge number of people have been involved and have been consulted, and we're working on a range of proposals which will see the light of day very, very soon. But it's important that you get that work right and that you engage and you give people the opportunity to actually see what you're doing and work it through over a period of time. But there's no big barrier, to be brutally honest with you. I'm not looking at it thinking this isn't going to happen. I'm very confident and very comfortable with the fact that the three associations are committed to becoming one association by 2027. President Mary McAleese is 100% committed to one association for 2027. We have said that on umpteen occasions. I'm confident it'll happen. I know there will be wrinkles, there will be teething problems, there will be issues we'll have to sort out, and there'll be bits and pieces of bedding in periods. But that's the nature of any kind of merger, if you like, of three very, very strong and very, very important organisations with huge amount of tradition attaching to them. We need to make sure we protect the codes. We need to make sure that we end up with four codes equally and equitably represented, and that's the goal, and I'm very confident we can do it.
A couple of texts here coming in. Gary's been in touch to say a rallying call for attendances is all well and good, but saying fans of the footballers should show up is a useless point because they're different sports, while John Lydon says people don't have the money to go to Dublin again for a final. I think that obviously pertains to maybe the likes of Kerry and Cork, who've had Gaelic Games representation in All-Ireland finals in the last couple of weeks, and maybe the Camogie final being the last of the four doesn't exactly help it in that regard.
Yeah, possibly. But like, if there was a replay, I guarantee most of those people would be going to the replay. So I accept to an extent. Absolutely, I accept for some people it's a bridge too far, and I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody. A lot of it is about making people aware of the fact that these six counties are in it. A lot of it is about making sure that as many as possible Camogie supporters get their tickets and go. A lot of it is about making sure that those people who have expressed an interest, and a lot of them were from outside the Gaelic Games fraternity and outside the Camogie fraternity, making them aware of the fact that actually the All-Ireland final, in that code you were talking about a number of months ago, in that those players that you were expressing support for a couple of months ago are actually in their All-Ireland final on Sunday, and encouraging them to say, okay, well, go and buy a ticket and show that support. So I've no issue with the fact that for some people it's a step too far and they won't be able to pay for it. The hurling ticket and the football ticket will be €100 for one game. I'll just remind people it's €30 for three games, so it is a very, very good value proposition, but absolutely for some people another trip to Dublin is going to be a step too far. I have no issue with that whatsoever.
We're almost entirely out of time, but one other thing, and maybe if you could be as quick as possible on this, that the next challenge, if you are to break a new record at the weekend, is trying to get that trip down from All-Ireland final day to the rest of the season. I know the LGFA have certainly had that issue to encounter over the last 10 years or so since they've had record-breaking attendances on All-Ireland final day. How do you then bridge that gap if Sunday is hopefully the success we envisage?
In terms of driving attendances at
the rest of the season.
the rest of the season. Yeah, like we have a lot of initiatives that we're trying to do, but you're right, a lot of it is just about pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to make it as easy as possible and remove barriers and make sure we don't have conflicts of games and run double headers. And we've done quite a lot of that with our competitions and with the GAA and the hurling side of things in particular. We run double headers very successfully with them. So we are taking steps to make it easier for people to attend games and remove barriers from it. We've more to do, but I think a lot of it is about awareness as well and really making it clear to people that this is a really important game and they should support the women playing it.
President of the Camogie Association, Brian Malloy, best of luck with everything on Sunday. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
Off the Ball on News Talk.